We'd like to welcome you back to part three of our emergency freedom alerts for May 6, 2024. And continuing on where we left off, proof from a medical doctor that turbo cancer is from the COVID shots. Now, it's not the only cause, obviously, but this new term of turbo cancers, where these rapidly growing tumors are happening in people, it has a high incidence of being related to these COVID kill shots. The COVID kill shot has at least three mechanisms, and there's probably far more, but he goes over, I think, three of them to actually cause cancer. So that these are by design, on purpose, depopulation weapons in order to wipe out humanity, in order to create a sick, weak population that is easily susceptible to disease, let's face it, if you're sick, if you don't have vitality, how are you going to fight back against different things? And I don't just mean from a physical standpoint, but just like wanting to help others, wanting to educate others, even spiritual warfare, prayer. If you feel horrible, then it's tough to be your best for God, okay? And this is what they're trying to do, is just wipe out the American population to a point where we can't fight back, and then flood the country with all of these illegals that so many of them hate our guts and want to kill us, the Muslim population in particular, the Chinese population, the Russians that they've let in, the MS-13, the maybe gang members from these prisons they've opened up and South and Central America, Mexico, and have exported into the country. There's a lot of other factors. There's a lot of other people that would like to kill law-abiding Americans. And so this is what they're playing. And then there's about another 100 other agendas and ways they're trying to take us out. And there's never been more devices of Satan than there is now. I don't believe you can go back to Genesis 6, and I know Jesus says, as it was in the days of Noah, but I just believe what we're facing here from a technological standpoint is far, far greater regarding all the different ways they're trying to take us out in today's day and age than any other time the world's ever known. And this is, again, you know, that we're not to be ignorant of Satan's devices, lest he get an advantage of us, as the Bible says. And that's harder to do now by far than it has ever been in the history of mankind. It is easier now to be destroyed for lack of knowledge, Hosea 4:6, than it has ever been in the history of mankind. You've got to go out of your way not to be destroyed now. it's like, I'm sure there's tons of stuff I don't know about regarding the devices of Satan that maybe I'll learn. I learn stuff every day, every week. I keep learning more and more and more. I think that's why it's important to pray for wisdom, understanding, knowledge, like the Bible says. The fear of the Lord, you know, is connected with all of those. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, understanding, and knowledge. So those things are connected. And what does fear of the Lord imply? Humility before God and your fellow man. Doing unto others, I believe, as you would have done unto yourself. Jesus Christ said, as you would do unto, you know, men, as you would have men do unto you, do ye unto them. It's the golden rule. All of this, I believe, is connected. And if these are things that you feel like you lack, pray for them. Just pray for them. And if you lack faith, pray for that. But faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. And without faith, it is impossible to please God. So a lot of these things are all connected, and I do believe have a huge impact on us getting through the end times, for whatever our respective callings are, getting through that and in fulfilling whatever those books that are written about us in heaven that the Bible does reference, to fulfilling our books. And this is what we want to do. This is what we want to try to strive for, to be our best for the Lord Jesus Christ, to help others, to have him glorified through us, that through us maybe many would be led to the Lord. these are the types of things that I think we should be striving for. It's just biblical, you know. So this is, I'm just going to play this brief clip here.
This is Dr. McCullough on turbo cancer. And people really need to hear this because there's a lot of, oh, there's no turbo cancer. Here it is. Here's Dr. McCullough giving it to you. Three ways these shots, these COVID shots are giving you cancer. Here it is. Go.
The multi-hit hypothesis of oncogenesis after COVID-19 vaccination. What does that mean? It means the COVID-19 vaccines.
Oncogenesis, formation of cancer, is what that word means from a medical standpoint.
Largely messenger RNA vaccines, the messenger RNA itself can impair DNA repair. So it can actually begin to tip the scale towards cancer promotion in cells. The spike protein, the S2 segment, which one actually gets from the vaccine and not from the infection, the S2 segment in a paper by Singh and Singh from University of Pittsburgh appears to inhibit the P53 and BRCA tumor suppressor systems, our natural tumor surveillance
system. So the spike proteins that, you know, can attack the ACE2 receptors of the veins, which can create all kind of problems with the blood vessels and heart attacks and strokes and things of this nature. That's what he was in reference. And I went over in the last part, I believe, specific things you can do to battle, like the spike proteins, and to keep the blood thin, like with natokinase and NAC for, you know, the spike proteins. And there's a lot of things I mentioned, methylene blue and bromelain and things of this nature that aren't necessarily things that maybe are going to just ramp up the immune system to a high degree, like other things I mentioned, like vitamin C and calcium, magnesium and selenium and copper and zinc. Those are things more that really ramp up the immune system. These other things are ones that are going to really go after the components of the kill shot, trying to maybe detoxify them or negate them or maybe counteract a lot of them. And I wish it was easier. I wish it was just, like I said, one pill I could give you, like some Omni pill that has everything in it that battles all the ways the COVID kill shot tries to take us out. And then you have the shedding component of it, even if you didn't get vaccinated, the shedding component of it. But I just don't know of one thing that does it all. You know, it's just a complicated kind of thing, but there are remedies out there.
Are impaired. And if one has a loss of function mutation in either one of these, a woman would recognize this as, quote, being BRCA positive. That would be a loss of function mutation in this surveillance system that could predispose somebody to a cancer, particularly breast and female reproductive cancers. And then lastly, a recent finding that the messenger RNA vaccines, both Pfizer and Moderna, have DNA process related impurities.
Right.
And at least
four, they modify our DNA. So there's a component of the kill shot, the COVID kill shots, that literally cut portions of the DNA out. They negate it. And they defile it. And again, you know, if you were Satan and you wanted to do something to humanity to try to take it out, and defile what it means to be a human. I don't mean they make you inhuman. I don't mean they turn you into a Nephilim or something like that. But it is defiling our DNA. The people that got them in particular. It does take out certain portions of the DNA and defile the DNA, and that is never good. And part of that is DNA segments that relate to the immune system. Now, these are all things I've reported on in the past. And so people that are getting these, if you have certain portions related in our DNA that are being taken out from the kill shot to your immune system, well, then it's going to predispose you and you're going to be susceptible to things like turbo cancers and other ways that it can actually, other ways your immune system can break down. And again, it's all by design. It's death by a thousand cuts.
Labs have described this. Two papers, one by Spiekler and the other by McKernan, have identified elevated levels of DNA fragments and size of the fragments that are considered process-related impurities they come from circular pieces of DNA used that have the code for the messenger RNA. They're in the form of a plasmid in E. coli. And the fragments that are detected are the SV40 enhancer, promoter, and origin of insertion, as well as an antibiotic resistance fragments that are used in the manufacturing process. The reason why SV40 is important, it stands for simian virus 40.
Right.
This is a known proto-oncogene mm-hmm. activator.
Proto-oncogene, it's basically onco, meaning cancer. And these MDs get on there and they talk like everybody knows what they're saying. So it's basically creating cancer, like the oncology field. You said oncogene. So this is what this SV40 virus, which they first started putting in viruses, as far as I know, in the polio vaccines from like all going all the way back into the 50s, possibly the 60s. And what those are is it's the simian means monkey, okay, a virus that causes cancer. They put it in the polio vaccines to give that cancer virus. Now, there's a lot of causes for cancer. That's not one thing, okay? But in this particular case, it's what it causes. And what has happened ever since they did that with the polio shots is they would find people that were getting cancer from those shots, from, let's say, the 50s, 60s type of thing. They would do tumor analysis and find this simian virus, SV40, in the tumor that killed the person, or maybe is killing the person. And they're like, how did this get in there? Well, it was from the vaccine. So this has all been a gigantic depopulation. The vaccines are the like the cutting edge. This is why when people ask me what vaccines are safe, none. Look at the ingredients in the vaccines, analyze them. Get a physician's desk reference or just go online. So much of what they put in these vaccines are insanity. But if you're trying to kill people, well, it makes perfect sense. 100. If you're trying to defile humanity in their DNA, I mean, how many of them are cultured off aborted babies? I've talked about that quite a bit. I think at least 17 different vaccines are cultured off aborted babies. Three different aborted baby strain lines. I think there's another one now. Why would you do that unless you are trying to literally defile humanity and bring curses upon them? Why would you culture, meaning grow the vaccine, on basically aborted baby fetal cell lines? That's witchcraft. It reminds me of a witch around a cauldron. Eye of Newt and Tail of Toad or whatever, and they're throwing into the witch cauldron. That's what vaccines are, and they've always been that. It's just that we're further down the road now, and they're like, we really want to get the satanic show on the road. We really want to start killing. People aren't dying quick enough. We're really surprised you've hung around this long. So we really are going to ramp it up now with these COVID vaccines. And then the next ones, let's just say it's bird flu, they're going to be even worse. But they'll use fear and panic and lies, just like they did with COVID, because I really believe if they're able to pull it off, if you know, they're able to do it, and let's say it's an H5N1 that really does have a 60% kill rate, you know, normally, and I'm talking if you just go the medical route or whatever, then that's going to really motivate a lot of people, because they're going to see a lot more people dropping dead. And I'm talking prior to them introducing whatever shots they've already got prepared. Okay. There was a lot of aspects to the COVID-19 scamdemic. A lot of aspects. But the vaccines was the worst of the worst. And the main thing, the main driver for death. And it's the gift that keeps on giving. It's the satanic gift that keeps on a giving. Because it's still happening. It's going to continue to happen. And then these same people that have compromised immune systems, they got the kill shot, they got their, let's say they get their flu shots, they got their vaccines, they're getting chemtrailed every day, they're eating GMO, a lot of GMO foods, they're drinking the fluoride, the chlorine, and all the stuff in the waters. They're not, you know, they're just living the normal American lifestyle, just say America. They're already in a very compromised state. They introduce another set of vaccines, and that is going to take so many people over the edge because they were already in a horrible state to begin with. So that's what they would, I think that's what they would like to do here.
So in summary, the COVID vaccines have at least three mechanisms by which they could start a cancer or they could promote an existing cancer, and it may occur more rapidly because tumor defense systems are taken down. That's what we call turbo cancer.
Turbo cancer. There it is. Thank you for joining me. Follow me on.
Yep. So we have that. Okay. Now let's go forward here. And just some rapid fire stuff regarding this particular subject here. Epidemic of 15 to 19 year olds dropping dead in schools and dorms across the USA and Canada. And this was in April of 2023, still going on. Mortuaries have become vactuaries as the globalists destroy young lives, uncontested murdering of the entire generations. Now, this was just put out, even though he's citing April of 2023, this was just put out by a doctor, medical doctor, Dr. William Mackus, regarding this. And a lot of times, obviously, it takes time. He'd be able to go through next year, and maybe it takes time to compile information. So maybe this is the most updated information he's gotten. Okay, but what it shows you is just child after teen, teen after teen after teen of dying of very, very suspicious circumstances. And I'm just going to give you the Cliff Note version. Many, many examples listed in the above link from the medical doctor that authored this report we read. Found dead in dorm room or residence. Cardiac arrest. Died at school. Now, I know when I was in college and in high school and in elementary, I had all my friends, they're all dropping dead of cardiac arrest, heart attacks and stuff like that. And very common, obviously. Turbo cancers and things of this nature, stroking out. Oh, wait, no, that never did happen one time in my whole, when I was raised in the 70s and 80s. No, it never did. And into the 90s, you know, as far as my schooling goes. No, it never did happen. But now it's just commonplace. I mean, all the athletes that have dropped dead on the, you know, field and things of this nature, whatever sport they're playing, then died after having migraine at school, died in the early morning hours, and that's all they'll say, you know, died after, quote, brief illness, died during tennis practice at school. None of this is normal. All these deaths must be investigated for the possibility of post-COVID-19 messenger RNA vaccine, sudden cardiac death, or any role that the jabs may have played in these deaths, but they won't be. They won't be. Dr. William Mackus is a Canadian physician with expertise in radiology, oncology, and immunology. Governor General's Medal, University of Toronto scholar, author of 100 plus peer-reviewed medical publications. And so it's good to see, though, MDs that are highly credentialed coming out and saying, what's going on? You know. Next report, breaking mysterious new blood clots causing mass deaths and even the young, warns funeral director. Okay, so you're going to hear right from the beginning. Now, this is this video is over 22. I've played a lot of these types of videos where we let funeral directors talk about what they're seeing. I'm just going to give you kind of a more of an updated Cliff Note version here. You can listen to the whole video. It's over 23 minutes, but I'm just going to play the first part of it.
We're just seeing the coffee ground blood. We're also seeing the white fibrous clots in the arteries and in the veins. Like you pointed out, my injections prior to the 20.
I mean, they're showing these clots. It's really gross on that they're pulling out, the actual funeral directors pulling out. And these are clots they have never, ever saw, ever being a funeral director. Okay. And a lot of them are young people. It's equal. It's an equal opportunity killer. And this is part of the way the COVID kill shot does kill you.
22, 95% of the time we would do a one-point injection, which means some of us use the neck area, some use iliac, some use femorals. And I was a carotid guy. I've always done that for 30 years. And all of a sudden now the fluids that we use for embalming aren't going into arms, hands, legs.
So the fluids they're using, all of a sudden, they're not going to the arms, the legs, or wherever they're trying to get the embalming fluid, which is formaldehyde, okay? I did human dissection of the body for a year. No, actually, a year and 4 months. I did gross dissection 1 and 2, peripheral nervous system and central nervous system. Back in 19, this probably would have been 1990, around there, because it was one of the first classes I had to take at chiropractic college. It was, they wanted you to get that human anatomy out of the way as a foundational type of thing. And I never thought I was going to be able to do it. And I actually was one of the main ones that did like a majority of the dissection of the human bodies. It was very heavy duty, very heavy duty. And, so I've been around this, and, yeah, the formaldehyde that he's in reference to, it would be so, strong where you'd have, let's say, 100 bodies in a big lab. You couldn't wash it off you. You would go, and it would be in your lab coat and just through your clothes, and you'd take a shower and you'd still smell it. And it's very strong stuff. And the fact that they can't use the formaldehyde because it won't break down these clots. It's like, you know, the ultimate preservative. That's why they put it in human bodies, to preserve the body so they don't degenerate, so they don't deteriorate. It impedes that process. Now they're not able to get it in there because they've got these gigantic clots in like the femoral arteries and in all these different places where it's like blockage points. So they can't get the formaldehyde in there. And it's a huge problem within the industry. That's what he's in reference to.
So we're doing 2, 3, 4, 5 point injections just to get the fluid where we need it to go.
So what that means, we're doing 2, 3, 4, 5 point injections. In other words, instead of just being able to inject the formaldehyde into like the iliac artery in the leg, in the inner leg, they can't do that because they're getting a certain amount of formaldehyde in there, and then all of a sudden they got blockage, and they're like, oh man, we can't. Why is this happening? So then they got to go into the carotid, and then they got, and then that block. And so now they've got to do all these different points where they're trying to like go around these clots so they can get the formaldehyde so that they can actually get the body embalmed. Now, I'm not like some kind of expert on that. I'm just telling you, that's what it sounds like to me that he's in reference to.
To preserve and to disinfect the body.
These white fibrous clots, they're an equal opportunity killer. Richard Hirschman said a couple weeks ago he had to embalm a young girl out of respect for the family. I won't say her exact age, but she was a teenager. And Alex, she was riddled with the clots. And then just a couple days later, he did a 31-year-old. So this is an equal opportunity killer. It's not just amongst the elderly. What was interesting?
No, I totally agree. It just seems like that's who they target. You're right. It's just wiping out the young people.
Yeah.
The heart attacks, yeah. The myocarditis.
That's so sad. That's, you know, it goes another over 20 minutes there on that. I've covered that many times, what we just talked about. I just want to give you a little update there. Then we have this just broke this week, and this is entitled, "They Kinda Had to Be Put Down." Medical whistleblower, who is she's what they call a coder, a medical coder, says the COVID jabs caused patients to die so horrifically and so quickly. A hospital whistleblower who goes by the name Zoe, and you could see her, they interview her on there, and it's a long interview, and I'm just going to give you the highlights of the interview, but you can watch the whole interview. You can tell she's not lying. You know what I mean? You get a sense when you watch people, are they being, that there is no, you'll detect no guile. I mean, there's been many, many, many people that have been honest that have kind of said the exact same thing at this point. A hospital whistleblower who goes by the name Zoe described the horrific side effects patients experienced after taking the experimental COVID messenger RNA vaccines in 2021 and 2022 and how doctors were inadequately prepared to handle them. A medical coder, Zoe, transfers the information included in the patient medical records into a database for insurance purposes. She said, quote, "I didn't know it was possible for a human to die so horrifically, so quickly, before they rolled out the messenger RNA, and basically injections, kill shots, the COVID kill shots." And there's a gigantic component of this I probably don't mention enough, and that is the horrifically part. Think about all the satanic human suffering, these kill shots, the nasal swab devices to access your cribriform plate, which is a form of torture. It's a literal an ancient form of Egyptian torture. It's the way Egyptians would torture their, I don't know, maybe their captives or whatever. It's one of the ways they torture them. The PCR tests are totally a joke, a lie, beyond inaccurate, but yet they've got to go into the cribriform plate when they could do a mouth swab and get the same, you know, type of DNA. They don't have to go into the inner nasal cavity, into the cribriform plate, which is the most direct access into your brain. It's not meant to be messed with. Nah, let's just do millions and millions of these swab tests into the cribriform plate and torture a whole bunch of people. Let's put these masks on them, which is going to deprive them of oxygen, and then let's fill them full of graphene oxide and all kind of other garbage, even literal parasites in those masks, and you'll be breathing those things in, and you won't be able to breathe, and then you're going to cut off human interaction. Let's separate everybody. Let's give them these COVID kill shots. Let's create all this fear, all the mass wicked evil human suffering. And this is why I was screaming about it from the very beginning, not to give in to any of this stuff. When this very first started, I was one of the ones. I've done over 100 teachings on this. I mean, there's 52 weeks in a year, and this thing's been going on, you know, obviously since it started. And the first 2 or 3 years, I mean, it was almost every week where I was talking about this, different aspects of the kill shot. And then all these other ways they're torturing us. And the demons and devils feed off all of this. They feed off humans dying so horrifically, like she talks about. And that's all by design. Then you have what the protocols in the hospitals were doing with the remdesivir and the ventilators and killing them off that way and separating them from their families and all the stuff they were doing at the schools with the kids. All prepping us to be good New World Order slaves, the ones that lived at least, so we could go into that brave New World Order, that 1984 George Orwellian New World Order. And we'd be good little slaves because we'll be conditioned at that point. That's why I was screaming about it from the beginning. I predicted this back in 06 when I did that 14-city tour. They were going to use the vaccines. They were going to use some kind of scamdemic, pandemic fear thing that they were going to bioengineer in order to pull off. It took until when COVID happened for them to really pull it off in earnest. But that's why I did that tour back in 06. Because I knew this day was coming. So she goes on to say, the worst of them, they called it sepsis. But it was like an instant multi-organ failure. Like within hours, patients would die of liver, lung, kidney failure all at once. Sounds normal. I mean, that's the way it normally should be for a vaccine, right? I mean, come on. And then they could just blame it on COVID. Yeah. Right. But she even said before that was she blamed it on the messenger RNA. She blamed it on the COVID injections. That's when that started happening. When they started dying so horrifically and suddenly. It was the kill shot. She told this to Children's Health Defense earlier this month. I gave you her full interview here. You can watch it. I'm going to go on. She said, quote, some of the records from the emergency crew that found them, the injection victims, it's like their body tried to reject everything. And in some of these cases, their family would be there 30 minutes before, and then within an hour, they're dead. The injection victims. Thank you for giving us some truth, Zoe. Zoe noted that, quote, there were patients coming in with seizures like I'd never seen before, and the hospital staff couldn't control some of them. For days, patients would kind of be seizing, and no medications would stop it. And eventually, they kind of had to be put down. They called it encephalitis, or encephalopathy. And then later on, even the coding organization called it COVID-19-associated encephalitis. Yeah, they blame it on the COVID thing. But it's from the vaccine. It's even though it's not a vaccine, it's again, it's a kill shot. Knowing what the potential symptoms of the vax injury could be, we 100% had all the things that I just described. But despite that knowledge, the doctors would never tell patients that. No, the good doctors would never tell patients that. No. First, do no harm, Hippocratic Oath. Oh, no, no, we're not going to tell them that. What they don't know is not going to hurt them. They love it. They love dying horrifically. Come on. The family members love them dying horrifically. Why? Why do we need to tell them? We're getting paid. We're doctors. We got the big white coats and the magic prescription pads. Some of them are like that. I'm sorry. I've been around some. I'm not saying they all are, but some are. Now, also, the spirits at play on the nurses, on the medical staff, on the doctors, whispering in their ear, saying, no, this is real science. This is real medical. This is, no, this is cutting edge. No, you're not killing the patient. You're helping them. Having lies whispered in their ears by demons. You go through that medical indoctrination process, you go through medical school, you're gonna be dealing with that. I'm not saying you can't be delivered from it, but I'm telling you, if you're immersed in that system, don't tell me there's not going to be tons of demons around you constantly trying to get you into a different medical, quote, medical mindset. Can't drug your body into good health. I love emergency medicine. Think it's great. Save lives. Wonderful. Great. But ultimately, at the end of the day, you can't drug your body into good health. And I understand sometimes there's surgeries that are necessary. Sometimes there's this and that. But it should be foundationally, what are we putting in our body? What kind of lifestyle are we living? What did we do to maybe put ourselves in this position? And the vaccines are just an absolute total genocidal program. And then she goes on to say, they would just say, the doctors, oh, it's a stroke, it's a heart attack, it's a blood clot. And again, what caused that? Well, the kill shots. And then they would never connect the two. Really? Maybe some, but I just don't see how they could be that ignorant. You know what I mean? They're seeing this go on over and over and over. You're telling me these highly educated doctors can't connect the two? Come on. Bigger than the Holocaust. British MP says 10 to 20 million people were killed by the COVID vaccines. Now, I think that's probably just in his, like, Great Britain. The vaccine rollout is the biggest crime against humanity since the Holocaust, says Andrew Bridgen. I'm going to play this video. Okay, so he's in some type of public venue where I think they're talking about this thing. So it's the audio is not the best. It's not a very long video, but you'll hear this British MP talk about this.
Do you think people are now coming around? Because you've been fighting to have this debate for quite a while, haven't you?
Well, the evidence was pretty considerable 18 months ago when I first spoke out. I mean, it's overwhelming now. Every week there's more evidence. Paper out last week in Japan of a clear link now between people who've had the boosters and increased cancer.
So the COVID boosters and increased cancer, there's a clear link.
It's the SV40, the simian virus 40 promoter region that's, Pfizer didn't disclose are in their vaccines.
Right, I mean, okay, so he just talked, reiterated what the other doctor said about the SV40 simian monkey virus. Why do you put a monkey virus in a vaccine that causes cancer? Because you're trying to, defile our DNA and cause cancer in us. And the links that, let's talk about the HIV component of the shots. We talked about that. I mean, it's just so horrific. And it's so vast, the different ways these kill shots defile us, or would defile humanity. It just boggles the mind.
That's clearly with promoting cancer.
And so, are you seeing more MPs now than before coming to your party?
No, the MPs have got their hands in the blood up to their armpits, most of them. They have put out hundreds if not thousands of letters saying that the vaccines are safe and effective over the last few years. There's a general election coming later this year, and they really just want to hold the line until after the general election, because there is...
Yeah, because they don't care about any of this. They just want to make sure that they are in the good standing in the general election, and they're going to toe the line, and they're going to be good little Nazis, and they're going to be good little satanic footmen, And that's all they really care about, you know, because the love of money is the root of all evil. They also don't want to be ostracized. They don't want to be threatened. They don't care about humanity. They care about themselves, you know. And so, no, he said they're in blood up to their armpits, these MPs. And it's only a few brave people in the political world, in the medical world, and in the world in general that are really... Now, I think there's a lot of people that have been damaged by the shots are speaking out, but I'm talking about people that have more of a voice like this guy, you know, where maybe they can reach more people.
Both sides of the house, there's so much political capital that the vaccines are safe and effective, which they're neither safe nor effective. I was thrown out of the Conservative Party for tweeting that a leading cardiologist had said that the vaccine rollout is the biggest crime against humanity since the Holocaust. I'm afraid I think it's going to be bigger than the Holocaust, because I think we've got to be somewhere between 10 and 20 million people have been killed by these experimental vaccines worldwide, and it's still going up.
Way more than that worldwide. 10 and 20 million worldwide, give me a break. It's way more than that. But yeah, so we have that. And it is good to see, though, people like him speaking out. Here's a little testimony from a lady about this. And, you know, there's literally thousands and thousands of these. This is one I saw the other day. It's from Donna M. She says, I'm in desperate need of prayer. I come from a very large family, the oldest of nine. She's the oldest of nine. And I have many nieces, nephews, cousins, you name it. I begged all of them not to take the COVID-19 poison shots, but they wouldn't listen to me. They got the original two shots, then at least three boosters on top of that, along with the flu and pneumonia shots. I mean, they really want to do everything they can there. Out of all of them, only me and one of my sisters and my oldest daughter didn't fall for the scam. I'm still trying to wrap my head around why so many people did this. Three family members died suddenly, and now every single person in my family is dying. This is what you get when you put your trust in the corrupt medical pharma cartel with these shots. This is what you get. Every single person in her family's dying now. Every single one, with all in all caps with an exclamation mark. They all have either a weird type of turbo cancer, myocarditis, seizures, strokes, dementia. Just think of something and they've got it now. My parents were just released from the hospital, and I honestly don't expect them to live to see Christmas. God only knows how many of their family members will die this year. And this just was like, you know, this last week this was released. I am angry, so very angry. How do I wrap my head around the fact that my baby sister and brothers are going to die before me? How do I deal with the fact that in all probability my entire family will be gone by this time next year? I can't stop crying. I snap at everyone. I don't have any patience with anyone. I need help. Please, please, God, help me to endure and overcome this trauma. Please, Lord Jesus, ease the suffering of my family members and give them comfort. Please, everyone, I ask you to please pray for me and my family. Thank you so much. Broken heart, little emoji and prayer hands and crying symbol. Yeah. And this is why I did all those teachings, because I knew this was going to be a result of all of that. Breaking: scientific journal confirms 80% of pregnant women had miscarriages after the COVID injections.
Section of Pfizer documents where there's an 80% miscarriage rate of the women whom they're following to term.
And so she's saying this is actually in the Pfizer documents, the ones that they, like, when they were actually being real with whatever findings they had. This is some type of panel she's in, and she's with, I think, a couple different MDs.
He happened to lose 236 out of the 270 records of pregnant women that they have.
Oh, so they happened to lose only 236 of the 270 pregnant women that were in the trial for Pfizer. We just lost them. We're just butterfingers, I guess. We're just clumsy, you know. Let me just back this up. Unbelievable.
term, and they happened to lose 236 out of the 270 records of pregnant women that they have, but the ones that they keep, 80% lose their babies. And then later on, and this is report 69, and Dr. Walensky resigned 5 days after we posted report 69, it shows that Pfizer knew that babies in utero were being exposed to the vaccine. In their words, through the babies were dying through transplacental exposure. Mm-hmm. But they knew that, and they knew that they were poisoning breast milk, and that the lipid nanoparticles, the mRNA, and presumably the spike was getting into the breast milk and causing convulsions and deaths. And apropos of what Dr. Thorpe has found and what you brought up about problems with newborns, I interviewed a midwife named Ellen Jasmer, who's finding what is in the Pfizer documents from 2 years before. They knew that newborns would have, some of them, air sacs between their tiny lungs and their tiny chest walls, and this would cause respiratory distress. They knew
it. So evidently the air sacs were created through the being exposure to the vaccines. She says it's in the Pfizer documents.
Pfizer documents. And yet, 2 years later, Dr. Ellen Jasmer is finding babies go home, they seem fine, they're coming back because there's an air pocket between their tiny lungs and their chest walls.
Okay, again, this is a 17-minute video, if you want to avail yourself to that. I'm giving you a Cliff Note version of this stuff. A lot of this stuff, again, is stuff I have covered at length in other teachings past. Next one is... Oh, okay. This is the link to the. Okay, so I gave you a link to that, the testimony I read from that, from Donna, the lady that I just read. I gave you a link to where that's actually from there, but we've already read that. The next report: messenger RNA injury series. Nurses losing family members, having a COVID-19 messenger RNA vaccination nurse in the household, can be fatal for their loved ones. Just having the nurse that's maybe giving the injections or around the injected can be fatal for the loved ones. 11 families and their losses. Having a nurse in a household used to be a benefit, but now it's not. It can be fatal for loved ones. Many nurses took the COVID-19 messenger RNA vaccines and recommended the jabs to their family and friends, and now their loved ones are dying suddenly. I'm sure a lot of the nurses died suddenly too, or are developing horrific injuries. Now, I'm wondering, are their loved ones not vaccinated? And they're still, I mean, because I saw them seeing the videos on the way that these things shed. And it is like, it is insane. I mean, we talked about that in the last part where, you know, there are these filaments come out of these people. In like hot showers or just, you know, being in close proximity to people. And the filaments are literally part of this bioweapon, and they're attracted to like human flesh. And you could see them, like you could take a filament out and it's literally trying to like go into like a human body. It was in the last part that I played, or in part two. So you can watch that video if you like. So this is, I present 11 families and their tragic losses. I give you a link to that. I'm not going to go into all of that, but I give you the link for that. Now, here's another one. France, messenger RNA legislation, purely tyrannical, totalitarian, inhumane, evil. Yesterday, the French government adopted Article 4 into law. This law means persons can be fined up to 45,000 pounds. Or I'm sorry, euros, or imprisoned up to 3 years for any critics opposing the messenger RNA liquid nanotechnology kill shot injections. This will also apply in future to mandatory vaccinations. We keep warning you, it's coming. And here's a screenshot. France criticism of messenger RNA will be punishable in the future. This was released on February 15, 2024. A new criminal offense in France could, in the future, land people in prison who encourage people to withhold appropriate medical treatment, according to, quote, science. The law was pushed through National Assembly on Wednesday. Critics call the law Article Pfizer. I give you the link to that if you want to read more about it. Why don't they just go around and start killing people that criticize the kill shot? I mean, where does it end? They're not going to shut me up. You know. Whatever. 45,000 euros. Or and up to 3 years in prison. For educating people like what I'm doing right now. Giving you facts. Because I love you enough to tell you the truth. Not shutting me up. You may be able to shut maybe my ministry down if God permits it, but you're not going to shut me up. Whatever. God's bigger than you, devil. God's bigger than you. It's really, really tough to do a study like this and just not get beyond blind fury, righteous indignant, reading this garbage. Righteous indignation is an attribute of God. I'm not saying that I'm whatever, any kind of great example, but I mean, it's literal mass genocide from little babies up to the eldest of us. And what have the churches done about this? I mentioned that one guy, Alex McFarland, I don't know, yes, when I did the teaching, this is a day later, I had to wait a day to do part three, and I don't ever remember one time them taking any stance, him and that other guy on that show, about the kill shot, not one. I don't remember them saying anything. Well, we're just syrup is sweet, and we're not gonna, you do what the government says, according to Romans 13. They tell you to take that kill shot, you shove that thing up your nose, wear your mask, social distance, put you on a ventilator and give you remdesivir. You do exactly what the government tells you to do according to Romans 13 if you're a good Christian. I'll tell you, I got a rough time with that. I got a real rough time with that. It's the quintessential essence of why I came out of the 501c3 corporate church. Because of spineless behavior like that. Unbiblical, spineless, evil, wicked, deceptive. And you say you love your congregation? And you took no stance on the kill shot whatsoever, which was the norm for most ministries, at least in America. I mean, the stance they took was either silence or do whatever the government says. And most of them just did whatever the government says. Don't you think if you're a shepherd for your flock, you should warn the sheep? And a shepherd can be up on the radio, it can be on TV. People are coming to you for spiritual guidance. And you don't warn them about the wolf you see at their door? Are you kidding me? You're telling me that's biblical? All I can say is I wouldn't want to be in their shoes. I'm not saying that I'm some perfect person over here, but I wouldn't want to stand before God with that against me. And it's just evidence of 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, a falling away of the church, apostasia from the Greek, apostasia, the apostasy of the church, and then that wicked, capital W, the Antichrist, will be revealed. And for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion that they will believe a lie, that they might all be damned who receive not the love of the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. You're telling me that when you're taking no stance and you're not warning your congregation and you're letting these wolves come in and ravage your flock and you're telling them to go along with all these medical things with the COVID kill shots and the flu shots. Well, I didn't know. You got just as much access to the computer as I do. You should have done your research. Should have done a little bit of research. This isn't rocket science to find this stuff out. I'm sure, yeah, they like to get to a point where we won't have any access to truth at all. I get it. Ugh. And here we, and right along those same lines, it's a perfect segue into this report, which will warm your heart. How trusted Christian pastors coerce congregations to take the DNA defiling and deadly COVID kill shots, resulting in untold deaths. To these wonderful, caring, quote, pastors, I say, if you have not repented and are still doubling down on these kill shots. Now, I said, if you've not repented, I get it. Some of the people really didn't know. Get it. But if you're still unrepentant and you're still doubling down on these kill shots, after all the things that have come out and all the horrific things that have gone on, all just some of the stuff we documented today, please take comfort that white hot hellfire awaits you, pastor. Spiritual overseer, deacon, reverend, whatever you want to call yourself. You have no true love for the sheep. None. Because you're doing it for the hire. You're doing it so you want to go along to get along. You're doing it because you want to go along with whatever the satanic government's telling you to do, thinking that you're obeying Romans 13 when Romans 13 is in reference to a godly force for good type of government, which when it comes to this, we don't have. I'm not saying there's all bad people in government. I'm saying, though, that obviously our government went along with this. We just looked at the part one today of the spiritual underpinnings regarding Washington, D.C., and how it's absolutely, totally satanic, Luciferian, Baphomet, Goat of Mendez. I was a totally ignorant baby Christian back in 1994, and somehow I figured this out, and I wasn't brought up in the church at all. I was brought up New Age, party hardy, man. As secular and carnal as you could just about get. Somehow I figured it out. I don't know. I praise God for it. I'm not going to take credit for it. But I do believe that book, En Route to Global Occupation by Gary Kaw, which was what led me to the Lord. That was my foundation. And it was a total eye-opener regarding the coming New World Order and how it lined up with the Bible and Freemasonry and the United Nations and all that other stuff. I wish everybody that got saved, like back then, read that book, because it is a very, very good spiritual foundation. Now, there's a lot of other things you could read, but, you know. The new research paper has been published that shows how trusted Christian churches in the U.S. took governmental bribes in the form of COVID relief grants in exchange for pushing the deadly experimental COVID, quote, vaccines on their unsuspecting congregations, which lead to the deaths and disabilities of untold thousands of believers. If the blind leadeth the blind, they'll both fall into a ditch. And the pastors are blind. That's part of the reason as well. It's just not one thing. Some of them hireling. Some of it's that they're blind. Some of it that they're brainwashed about Romans 13. Some of them that they're just terrified of being ostracized by their other pastors, or maybe their maybe losing people in their congregation. Oh, our tithes are going to go down. I don't care what your excuse is. I don't care. Are you willing to die for the Lord Jesus Christ? Horrifically, maybe? Because that's really the standard. But what you're showing me is you're not even willing to give up like anything if it takes you out of your little satanic comfort zone. And I get so fired up over this because I put so much into this. Like I said, over 100 studies on this one section alone. It's literally the foundation of this ministry was that my whole avian flu back in 06. So I've got a lot of skin in this game. And to see the stinking 501c3 church in their gelded ways be a part of this problem and go along with it and make it worse, and they're still not taking a stance after all this information is coming out, it's mind-boggling. Absolutely mind-boggling. This verse came into my mind just now as I was talking about this. Isaiah 56:10 through 12. His watchmen are blind. A pastor should be a watchman. A bishop, overseer, elder, deacon, they should all be watchmen. They should all be overseers of the flock of Christ. Okay? I know I call myself a watchman. I'm not a pastor. But they should all be watchmen over their congregations, shouldn't they? His watchmen are blind. They're all ignorant. They're all dumb dogs. They cannot bark. They can't warn, meaning they can't warn you. Oh, you can't do anything. Would you go along to government? Do whatever. Take a kill shot. Sit the pews 8 feet apart. Wear your masks. Do whatever the satanic government says. But get that thing jammed up your nose all the time, multiple times. Plant a whole bunch of nanotech in you. They cannot bark. Sleeping, lying down, loving to slumber. Yay, they are greedy dogs. Why? Because they're doing it for the hire. The hireling has no love for the flock, but the true shepherd will lay down his life for the flock. They are greedy dogs that can never have enough. And they are shepherds that cannot understand. They are all look to their own way because they're self-centered. They all look to their own way. Everyone for his gain, from his quarter. It's all about what can I get? Me, 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 I, which is the basic root of all sin. Self-centeredness is basically the root of basically all sin. If you think about it, some form of self-centeredness. Come, ye, say they, I will fetch wine, and we will fill ourselves with strong drink. And tomorrow shall be as this day, and much more abundant. And I think about these devils that have even went a step further and joined up with the clergy response teams, the 501 FEMA clergy response teams, which are literal spies among you as pastors that are tabulating all these things about their congregations, where they live, what they do, and they're basically paid to sell out their congregations. That's a whole other level. I've done whole teachings on that. Just key and FEMA clergy response teams or clergy response. I mean, I tell you, it is something else what's going on in the church. It is just something else. So let me just start over again. A new research paper has been published that shows how these trusted Christian churches in the U.S. took governmental bribes in the form of COVID release payments in exchange for pushing the deadly experimental COVID vaccines on their unsuspecting congregations, which led to the deaths and is still leading to the deaths and disabilities of untold thousands of their flock. Here we present key excerpts from this report to highlight it is the most important points. But if you wish to read the report in its entirety, see the link above. I give you the links right there in the first paragraph. The report reads, what if I told you powerful U.S. governmental officials, such as former NIH Director Francis Collins, which I reported on that devil many times, and U.S. Surgeon General Vivek Murthy, used religion in an attempt to convince faith leaders around the country to push the COVID-19 injections. A deep dive into the organization, Faiths for the number 4 vaccines. There's a link here. You can go right to their cursed website. A founding member of the HHS, Health and Human Services, vaccine propaganda machine, COVID-19 community core number 1, has just revealed that. So they were taking all this money to the faith leaders were taking the money. And again, the love of money is the root of all evil. These faith leaders were taking money around the country to push the COVID-19 injections. Talk about blood money. Talk about no fear of God. I don't want to go around like hurting people. I don't want to hurt my listeners. I don't want to, but that's what you're doing. That's what these pastors were doing. They were basically telling them, I'm a hireling. I have no true love for you. You're not my sheep. I'm a hireling. I'm going to do whatever it takes to make the money and to not be ostracized and do whatever the government tells me. That's what I'm going to do. I'm not going to obey the gospel of Christ. I'm going to turn my back on Jesus. I have no fear of God at all. And that's how I roll. Because the actions speak louder than words. Now, I understand some of them were truly deceived. Get it. I understand that. But is that going to benefit their congregations that are dead and or disabled and will die because you didn't do any research? Because you weren't being a proper watchman? You weren't being a proper shepherd over them? Is that going to, I mean, the damage is done and is being done. You're derelict in your duty. That HHS was tapping faith leaders in the spring of 2021 to push the uptake of COVID-19 vaccines is not a surprise. We uncovered this in our previous article that we broke on the COVID-19 community core at the end of 2022. But what did surprise us as we dug deeper for this article was the extent to which faith leaders were pursued to push the COVID-19 vaccines and the inappropriate, if not unconstitutional, manner in which the governmental officials persuaded these faith leaders to push the shots. With 86 founding members, these faith leaders, category of the COVID-19 community core, were the most numerous. The founding members included both individual faith leaders from faith organizations, satanic faith or whatever, from a variety of religions, including American Baptist Church, Catholic Charities USA, Episcopal Church, National Association of Evangelicals, the Greek Orthodox Archdiocese of America, the New York Jewish Agenda, just to name a few. Not surprisingly many, and I went over this over and over and over. We documented this in previous teachings about this. For example, an entity called American Baptist Churches in the USA reportedly received $1.5 million in COVID-19 relief bailout money in the form of two forgivable loans. Hey, as long as you toe the line, as long as you keep pushing the kill shot, these are forgivable. You know, we're going to loan them to you, wink, wink. You don't got to pay them back as long as you do what we tell you to do. You get it? Yeah, okay. It's good. It's literally Satan coming to you with money and saying, hey, just sell out your congregation. It's no big deal. This is science. It's mind-boggling to me, this whole thing. Still is. In the form of two forgivable quote loans that span 2020 through 2021. At a May 2021 National Summit for Faith Leaders, NIH Director Francis Collins, referred to as Reverend Doctor. Love that term. The Reverend is used one time in the Bible, and the Bible says holy and reverend is he, referring to God. It's not a title that man should take on, if you ask me. I've done a whole teaching on it. Just get Reverend, you'll find it. Would Francis Collins, referred to as Reverend Doctor, yeah, he's definitely in deserving of being revered and reverenced. He would address hundreds of faith leaders across the nation, claiming that the COVID-19 kill shots were God's literal answer to prayer. Well, his God's literal answer to prayer, yes. Satan, yeah, 100. Sure. And urging faith leaders to believe that pushing the kill shots was a love your neighbor moment. Who could argue with this type of satanic logic? Who? You know? I know I can't. In what was a sermon-like address tailored to appeal to these faith leaders, Collins admonished them to not believe conspiracy theorists about possible side effects. Oh, there's no side effects, obviously. Everything I told you today was a total lie. And in all the other over 100 studies I've done, even though it was all documented, even though it was all basically proven, easily verifiable, which Collins falsely said were untrue, these side effects. There's no side effects at all. Can you imagine being such a total forked tongue, cloven foot liar to say that? I mean, just think about what I covered today. And just label me a conspiracy theorist. That makes it all go away. You know? How convenient. In the spring of 2021, when COVID-19 vaccine uptake had leveled off, faith leaders seemed to be the Biden administration's answer to getting hesitant Americans vaccinated. Well, let's not take Trump off the hook. He's the one that gave us that, quote, according to him, that great big beautiful kill shot. He's never recanted on it to this day. He gave us Operation Warp Speed, which commingled the government and the medical system to basically heavily coerce the people into taking the kill shots. And he takes credit for that to this day. That old devil from the pit of hellfire. Good old Trumpy. So, let me just read this last part again. In the spring of 2021, when COVID-19 vaccine uptake had leveled off, faith leaders seemed to be the Biden administration's answer to getting hesitant Americans vaccinated. The reason? Faith leaders had vast untapped potential to convince vaccine hesitant Americans to take the shots, which, you know, they also had the potential to convince them not to take these double kill shots, which is what they should have been doing. But the vast majority did the exact opposite. And are probably still doubling down on it to this day, because a lot of this is due to pride as well. They'll never admit they're wrong. Never. Just like Trump, they'll never admit they're wrong. It's also a big component of what we're talking about here. Kind of forgot to mention that one out. Pride being the first basically sin in the Bible when Satan fell. Because of his beauty and because of his merchandise, the Bible says he was lifted up in his heart. He said, I will be like God. I will ascend on the Most High. I will go to the sides of the north. So that's a whole other component, pride. So they had vast untapped potential to convince vaccine hesitant Americans to take the shots, particularly if they could be persuaded that the COVID-19 kill shots were a moral obligation owed to others. You do it because you love your neighbor. You take that kill shot so you can vax shed and have all those monofilaments come out of your skin and your vax spike proteins and shed it on them because you love your neighbor. You want to infect them too. Even if they don't want to take the shot, you want to impose your will on them. Of course that's Christian. What was I thinking? Like healthcare providers, which we recently wrote about, faith leaders were, quote, trusted, but arguably much more so than one's doctor. So you had people in their life that most people trust, like let's just say America, and this is true a lot of places. They trust their doctor, their medical doctor, and they trust their pastor, okay? And then you got both of them telling you the same thing, and they're both literally a mouthpiece of Satan in this regard. Maybe up to that point, some of these pastors had only put out truth. And maybe the medical doctor had only helped them to a certain, you know. So it's like, okay, well, I get to this point. They haven't done me wrong so far. And then we get to this point and, you know, now I don't think that's probably the case in most cases. I think, again, it's a lot of times it's not what they say. It's what they never say. And that would be included with MDs as well as pastors and these types. That concept I've talked a lot about. But yeah, they trusted him. Faith leaders were associated with the divine. They were often connected to deeply, deeply personal, intimate, and even sacred moments in American lives, spiritual moments that involved the life and death, great joy, and deep sorrow, such as baptisms, christenings, bar and bat mitzvahs, weddings, and funerals. Yeah, that's a whole other component of how that trust is built. Can you imagine taking advantage of that trust that should be sacred trust, like with a pastor to his congregation, and then using that as a satanic tool to coerce your congregation to go along with that whole COVID-19 satanic agenda, and then still doubling down on it to this day and not admitting they did anything wrong, still thinking they did right, even though all these half their congregation's dead or something or sick. Whole bunch of them are dead and a whole bunch of them are sick from that. As noted in one peer-reviewed article about the role faith leaders played in creating vaccine confidence, faith organizations were able to penetrate people's vaccine hesitation in hyper-local ways. What does that mean? Hyperlocal, meaning related to or focusing on matters concerning a small community or geographical area. It's more intimate. It's more local. It's my pastor. He knows my specific circumstance. Meet Faiths for Vaccines, a founding member of the HHS COVID-19 Kill Community Corps. That's what I like to call it, Kill Community Corps. On its website, Faith for Vaccines, it should be Faith in Satan for Vaccines, anyway, describes itself as a multi-faith group of local and national religious leaders seeking to increase opportunities for faith-based institutions, particularly houses of worship, to engage and support the United States government, the satanic government, in its efforts to increase vaccination rates and combat vaccine hesitancy. Faith for Vaccines' top shared goal is shocking. It strives to demonstrate religious communities' trust in the vaccine. According to a peer-reviewed study, that assessed the impact of faith organizations on COVID-19 vaccine uptake, Faith for Vaccines includes over 1,000 faith leaders across the country in the United States. This study found that this organization held 13 biweekly roundtables led by faith leaders who use their houses of worship as vaccination sites, brainwashing sites, and had regular engagement with Washington, with the White House, including the White House COVID-19 Task Force, as well as the CDC and HHS as part of these bi-weekly calls. Absolutely, totally yoked up and in lockstep with Satan. Isn't that neat that the church has evolved into this? A spinoff initiative of Faith for Vaccines called Youth for Vaccines pushed the COVID-19 kill shots among Americans' youth and also held a roundtable showcasing how the youth of faith are leading in their communities with the COVID-19 vaccination kill shot efforts. So let's get the kiddies on board too. Come on, we got a lot of people we got to kill here and disable. At the Faith for Vaccine National Summit, NIH Director Francis Collins, Surgeon General Vivek Murphy, and Jeffrey Zients, then a White House COVID-19 response coordinator who is now Biden's chief of staff. Well, you know, membership has its privileges. He did a good job there, so he's promoted. They made virtual appearances addressing the faith leaders directly under the auspices of their official governmental positions. Collins, Murphy, and Zients relied on religion to persuade their faith leaders to push the COVID-19 vaccines. Shockingly, Collins even claimed that the vaccines were provided by God. Yeah. A lot of those devils said the same thing. That, 700 Club or whatever, basically said the same thing. That guy, Franklin Graham, said if Jesus were here, he would have, you know, told you to take it. Said they're of God. I'm telling you guys, these guys are Luciferians. They're Satanists in those big high positions. Just like the politicians, just like the people in Hollywood. At the top of the food chain with these religions, Christian religions and other religions. They're Satanists. They're Luciferians. They know exactly what they're doing. And the church, for the most part, played right into Satan's hands on this one. Okay, so this is a tweet from Michael Yon, which I really wonder how long they're going to let Michael Yon kind of keep doing what he's been doing. Because, you know, I know he's on Alex Jones and these types of shows that are like apologists for Trump and for a lot of the stuff that, you know, I told you, you know, ultimately at the end of the day, they're not going to lead you into a good direction. They're going to give you truth, but Alex Jones alone, I've talked so much about him, Mike Adams, these types of things. But Michael Yon put out a tweet and he entitled Operation Lucifer, Trump Delivered His Master Poison, Cries Victimhood While Delivering Death and Pain. Trump, Biden, RFK all serve the same master, basically Satan. I was like, man, Michael, good job by you. I mean, way to go. Way to knock it out of the park. I just don't, I know when people at his level that are reaching as many as he's reaching, when he starts saying stuff like this, that's when they're usually shut up. Now, I'm not saying God can't protect him, and I'm not saying, you know, obviously pray for him. He's not a Christian either, which is, you know, from that standpoint, it's not a good thing as far as protection. I do believe that somebody like him, though, that sees this truth and that wants to put the truth out are much more prone to be able to be saved because they do have a love for the truth. If you have no love for the truth, just like I read you from 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, you know, that's not good. You need to have a love for the truth. So he reposted this tweet by Donald Trump, and it's this big thing on Donald Trump degrading JFK Jr., which I'm no fan of RFK Jr. at all. Okay. I've done several things exposing him. I've done tons of things exposing Trump. I'm not a fan of any of them. I'm not a fan of Biden, none of them. But he says, I live with RFK Jr. in New York and watched him convince Governor Cuomo to make environmental moves that were outright nasty. And I'm just going to skip down here. And then he'd say, Donald Trump said this in this tweet, I guess. I'd take Biden over Jr., meaning RFK Jr., because our country would at least last a year or two longer prior to collapse. Well, okay, that's debatable. But it would be dead either way. Well, again, the thing about it is he is just a tool of Satan. He's just right, left, Coke, Pepsi. He's the guy they want all the right focusing in on. Oh, look what they're doing to him in court. Oh, look at the unfairness. Oh, look at how they're persecuting him. Oh, if he was bad, why would they be doing that? Because he's all part of the process. They want you to devote your energy and wring your hands about Trump and cry injustice when he's literally part of the system. And then he says at the end, his views, meaning RFK Jr.'s views on vaccines, are fake. Now, I don't agree with everything about RFK Jr. and vaccines. I mean, he doesn't take it near far enough. I think he's a devil. I think he's a plant. I just think he's part of the whole right-left paradigm. But what he means is the stances that he has taken exposing vaccines. He's saying that's fake. Trump is. Okay. He says his stances on vaccines are fake as everything else about his candidacy. Okay. So basically he's just saying that, you know, trust the science, trust vaccines. I gave you that big, beautiful kill shot, that big, beautiful COVID-19 kill shot. I created Operation Warp Speed. I did a good thing. RFK Jr.'s fake on his stance on vaccines, and that's another reason not to vote for him. It's just one more evidence and proof that Trump is literally a messenger of Satan. Okay, just wanted to give you that as well. Next report, and this is more, now we're going to get into the more positive. I'm going to try to end on more of a positive note. Breaking: Arizona Republican Party declares COVID-19 injections biological and technological weapons. They passed the ban the jab resolution. This is from Dr. Mikalsia, the one we referenced so much. She said, fantastic news. I hope all these wonderful people who are banning the jabs read the references to the resolution and understand there is self-assembly nanotechnology in them that is contaminating humans' blood. Hopefully, as more GOP ban the bioweapons, they will ask questions and demand answers. The Arizona Republican Party is now the second state in the Republican Party to pass ban the jab resolutions and declare COVID-19 injections biological and technological weapons. Now, what ultimate fruit we're going to see from this, I don't know, because the establishment are just trying to do as much as they can to ignore all this. But I do think it's great. I do think it's wonderful whenever truth comes out. She says, shout at Patriot Dan Schultz. When I reached out to Dan and asked him to submit the resolution, he did not hesitate. Dan submitted the ban the jab resolution to the Republican Arizona Party. The Arizona GOP voted today, and it was passed by over a 95% vote. The resolution declares COVID-19 injections biological and technological weapons and calls on the governor to prohibit their distribution and the attorney general to confiscate the vials and conduct a forensic analysis of their contents, which, you know, again, be wonderful if that happened, but, you know, most likely not. In addition to being, but again, you can pray about it. Dan is a former West Point graduate, former U.S. Army counterintelligence and human intelligence officer. Dan Schultz advocates the precinct strategy, which seeks to wrestle control of the Republican Party back to the people. He also submitted the Ban the Jab resolution to Maricopa County. On Saturday, January 13th of this year, the Maricopa County GOP passed the resolution by over 87% vote. So that's awesome. And Maricopa County is the largest Republican county in the nation. That's good. The first Ban the Jab resolution that I authored was passed in February of 2023. The Gateway Pundit recently reported on my lawsuit that seeks to ban the jab in Florida. The case was dismissed, though. And it is on its way to the appellate court, which, you know, again, trying to find a lawful, righteous remedy in the corrupt court systems, you know, it's gonna take God's intervention, you know, is all I can say. To date, approximately 10 Florida Republican county parties, including my county that I'm from in Lee, Southwest Florida, have passed Ban the Jab resolutions, declaring COVID-19 injections biological and technological weapons. But the problem is I haven't seen any real fruit from that. I haven't seen actually, they're passing all these bans, but I don't see any kind of rubber meeting the road. I don't see any kind of real, you know, not the shots not being distributed or whatever. I mean, if they are, if that is happening, I'm just not aware of it. And she doesn't mention it either. So 10 Florida Republican county parties have passed Ban the Jab resolutions declaring COVID-19 injections biological and technological weapons, also calling on the governor to prohibit their distribution and the attorney general to confiscate vials and conduct a forensic analysis. And they go further and further. Evidently, Idaho has passed a Ban the Jab. The Idaho Republican Party passed a Ban the Jab resolution. And there's other ones that are doing it as well. It looks like Arizona is considered an important state in politics, and passage of this resolution will help to support for prohibiting biological warfare against American and civilian populations at large. I am also currently in litigation seeking to force Governor DeSantis to ban the jab in Florida. Again, it's just hard when you're going to Satan for a remedy, you know. And then the news media is totally in collusion with all of them to just make sure that nobody even knows about this type of stuff, or to label them as conspiracy theorists. All right, let's go further here. The WHO pandemic treaty normalizes the bioweapon development and the vaccine experiments, incentivizes nations to share data on gain-of-function research, and the WHO's pandemic treaty will continue the genetic surveillance and exploitation of the human immune systems. This is what we've been warning about, coming up for a vote near the end of May. We've talked a lot. It's in my prayer thing that we pray. So I wanted to give you an update. In an effort to normalize bioweapon development and predatory vaccine experiments, the WHO is pushing every nation to sign a pandemic treaty that would require each nation to participate in bioweapons development, gain-of-function data sharing. Because you always want to make whatever you're researching worse, which is, you know, what we were talking about with bird flu, H5N1. Gain-of-function is making it basically worse. That's, you know, always want to do that. And DNA surveillance. Critics of the new treaty warn that the global pact is nothing but a power grab that incentivizes the creation of the biomedical police state. That's exactly what it is. Critics also warn that by centralizing gain-of-function data, it would be impossible to trace the source of future bio-lab leaks. The treaty would enable perpetual experimentation on human populations through pandemic propaganda campaigns and through new vaccine and testing programs that are mandated into existence. The WHO's pandemic treaty would continue to disguise bioweapon and vaccine profiteering as pandemics that require fearful obedience. With the WHO and its financiers calling the shots, all future biolab leaks could be hidden and disguised. Any investigation into misconduct at these biolabs would be forbidden. Of course, they would be totally above the law. WHO would immediately call lab leaks conspiracy theories or misinformation. This is currently how the WHO and its body of satanic experts handle any inquiry that comes their way regarding the COVID-19 scamdemic. And it's exactly how the WHO helped quash investigation into the very real possibility of a laboratory leak for SARS-CoV-2. Director General Tedros of the WHO has struggled to garner global support for the globalist pandemic treaty. The treaty would help normalize predatory testing and vaccine development, which requires gain-of-function research to understand how pathogens will infect and harm human populations. The WHO claims the treaty will help future pandemics. However, as seen during the COVID-19 scandal, there are several multinational business interests that seek to capitalize on pandemic messaging, fear-based propaganda, and the ensuing hysteria. COVID-19 testing programs, which failed from the start, are just one of the lucrative business plans built into the scamdemic treaty. Further, messenger RNA experiments will continue to bring in billions of dollars to the pharmaceutical companies as governments are leveraged to enforce unlawful mandates onto the populations. As the world has learned, developing pathogens of the pandemic potential does not prevent future pandemics. Pandemic messaging can be created out of thin air, and biological threats can be leaked, whether accidentally or intentionally, so that big pharma and other nefarious special interests can take advantage of populations. Thank God the WHO failed to fully implement the vaccine passports during their COVID-19 scamdemic test run, but these databases and surveillance systems will rely on more vaccine mandates and coercive testing systems that enhance the genetic surveillance of the population. As the WHO collects genetic information from populations around the globe, the threat of race-specific bioweapons becomes real. As vaccine data is shared, governments and AI systems can now learn how to exploit the cells of select demographics. This will lead to exploitation of the human immune system, and the AI systems can be trained to find the best ways to profiteer from human disease. This is already taking place with the new messenger RNA platforms and boosters that are adjusted to resemble the next coronavirus variant. This disease profiteering will inevitably extend to new releases of aerosolized bioweapons and new declarations of pandemics. Free people around the world must break free from this global system of bioterror and propaganda and work together to deconstruct predatory bioweapon and vaccine development. And, you know, I would add to that praying and fasting if the body of Christ was actually engaging in that regarding all of this stuff. You know, that could move mountains. Next report, the Japan fights back against this WHO treaty and the deadly shots. Japanese are normally not inclined to protest, but thousands of them are now marching together in protest of the deadly experimental shots and the WHO pandemic treaty. They're being ignored by their government and the media, which again is what you expect. And they deserve our recognition and support. They are launching a class action lawsuit for the families who lost loved ones in the deadly shots and for those whose lives have been destroyed. And the plaintiffs are being heard as they share their painful stories. I'm going to play this quick video clip.
Medical professor of Osaka City University School, Masayasu Inoue, has recently delivered a warning to the world that Japan has contracted with the WHO to develop a new vaccine for Disease X, which is expected to be deployed worldwide.
Disease X, that they're expected to deploy worldwide. See, they're going to deploy it. Now, will this be H5N1? Right now, I'd say it's the forefront as far as being the most likely candidate. Now, it may not be that. It may be some variant of Ebola or Marburg, which we've talked extensively about and given protocols for. But right now, the front runner would be the H5N1 because it's getting the most press. Well, at the start of the video, it showed Japanese people giving testimony after testimony about how the COVID kill shots ruined their lives, and just like kind of the testimony I read before. But it's in Japanese, but there's subtitles.
Later this year,
a plan was set up to shorten the time to develop vaccines, which usually takes longer than 10 years, to less than 1 year.
Of course, yeah.
Operation Warp Speed. This operation was used to cover up the misconception of the genetic vaccines under the pretext of saving time. And an extremely dangerous medicine was selected. I believe that the fraudulent use of experimental gene therapy to healthy people, particularly to healthy children, is an extreme violation of human rights. The Japanese government is the first in the world to approve a new type of vaccine called self-replication replicon vaccine.
Oh, man.
And plans to start to supply it.
Self-replication replicon vaccines? Are we in some kind of like one of those Transformer movies where they've got all the transforming trucks and stuff or whatever those things are? Replicon? Are you kidding me? I mean, talk about admitting to the nanotech that I told you is in there that's self-replicating. Why would they do that? Well, if these machines, if the nanotech was already fully assembled in the vaccine vial, chances are it might not be able to get through the needle. But if it's just component parts, then they can, that's not going to clog up the needle. And they're going to be able to get through there, and then they're going to start self-replicating inside the body. And this is why they keep the vaccine so cold, particularly the COVID ones, because if it gets above a certain temperature, that self-replication process will start on its own. So that's why they keep them at such freezing temperatures.
It's fall and winter. The Ministry of Economy, Trade and Industry is providing a huge amount of subsidies for this project. And the factories to produce new vaccines are being built one after another.
I mean, again, things to pray about. All these wicked factories, literally to bring about the destruction and the defilement of humanity. Again, it's in my prayer stuff, but I mean, it's absolutely so in your face. It's just my job since I started this, I don't know, 20 years ago when I started just putting out emails, my job, I will say, has become progressively and progressively easier regarding the content. Because everything that we had talked about just about from way, way back then, it's just all come to pass. Self-fulfilling, just like we've said. Maybe there's been some variations or whatever along the way. But and here we are. We've arrived to this day, and it's only going to unfortunately get worse because, you know, Satan's not going to let off the gas pedal. That's why. He's just not going to do it.
Japan. Furthermore, the Japanese government is currently soliciting large-scale clinical trials worth $900 million from pharmaceutical companies that are taking on the challenge of developing vaccines to prepare for the next pandemic by Disease X, proposed during the Davos conference this year.
They're even telling you what's coming. Kabbalistic principle of the Illuminati. Well, we're going to tell them what they're coming for. It's coming. There was some telegraphing regarding COVID, for sure. But that, this time, they were really want you to be, okay, we're going to tell them ahead of time, Disease X, this nebulous thing or whatever. So they're warned. The sheeple people have been warned. That's how they look at it.
If Japan were to become a vaccine perpetrator, it would leave irreparable harm to future generations. Therefore, the actions of the Japanese government must be stopped by international collaborations. It is difficult to stop this movement because it is now politically hopeless to change the situation of the Japanese government. The message I would like to convey to the world is that when Disease X occurs in the future, you should never trust the Japanese-made vaccine.
Or any vaccine.
The final draft of the pandemic treaty is expected to be presented for adoption at the 77th World Health Assembly in May 2024, which will undoubtedly be setting the world up for another planned assault under the guise of world health.
Yep.
Reporting.
So that's what we've been warning about now since last year. And it's on the prayer list. Here is now this is May 27th is when they start to meet. May 27th. So if that's something you want to mark your calendar down for, action alert. Here is I'm just all about being proactive about any way you could be. Educating others, filling out online forms, making phone calls, praying, fasting, however God leads you. I just think it's important to be proactive. So action alert, WHO update, medical freedom still in peril. I give you a link here that you can click on. And I like these links that this particular organization puts out because they're, if you have something that like
RoboForm or one of those programs that fills in and populates forms for you, it literally takes you about 20 seconds. If you're already logged in to the like RoboForm or something, it takes you like 20 seconds to fill in all your information and submit it, and it goes to like three different, well, sometimes it'll go to governors, senators, congressmen, it depends on what it's about. But it does it all for you. A lot has happened behind the closed doors of the World Health Organization's bureaucracy as it seeks to be the global puppet master in a future scamdemic. We need to keep fighting to preserve our freedoms. The summary of the WHO update regarding what's coming for this meeting on the 27th, we're getting even closer to May meeting at the World Health Assembly, where important decisions will be made regarding how future scamdemics will be handled. Recently revised drafts of the of the International Health Regulations, or IHR, and the Pandemic Treaty differ in some detail, but they still represent a major assault on our freedoms. We must oppose these changes either by ensuring that they must be ratified by the U.S. Senate or leaving the WHO altogether. Well, that'd be the best. But anyway, I give you the link. It's, you're going to see Action Alert. It'll be near the end of the PDF. Here's another little update. This is from Stand for Health Freedom. WHO update, new scamdemic treaty and IHR documents. Things are heating up as we are less than 5 weeks away from the World Health Assembly 77. Well, actually, man, we're only like, not even 3 weeks at this point. Votes on the scamdemic treaty and changes to the International Health Regulations are on the table. Check out our latest update. I give you a link to that, including a quick glance analysis of the most important provisions of the recently released treaty and the IRH proposal. So that's a more in-depth update there. And then lastly, another action alert, which is called Exit the WHO Now. How many lawmakers can we wake up? So this is an actual, one of those online forms that, just like the other one I just gave you, is an action alert from this. And it's America could possibly give up sovereignty next month at the WHO meetings. Yet H.R. 79, which is called the WHO Withdrawal Act, is actually a, let me just click on this real quick here, H.R. 79. It's in Congress right now, and it's was presented, the latest action was January 9th of 2023, and it was sponsored by Andy Biggs, representative of Republican out of Arizona. And it's the WHO Withdrawal Act. I mean, yeah, that would be obviously the best ideal thing that could possibly happen, you know. Something to pray about, something to think about. I filled out the form and I did it, you know, because, you know, I'm going to try to resist them and let them know. If I've said this before, it's a Kabbalistic principle. If people do not push back against these types of things, it gives them a clear green light to implement their satanic agendas even further. Had a whole slot part of the slide presentation, the avian flu thing, about that, even back in 06. So the WHO Withdrawal Act still lacks the urgency needed to pass Congress. It's time to not give up. It's time to show up. Votes on the pandemic treaty and amendments to the IHR are scheduled for the 77th World Health Assembly during the last week of May 2024. Again, that's starting May 27th, 2024, 77th World Health Assembly. Many in Congress still do not see that the WHO is poised to be the center of the global health architecture, and the Biden administration is in full steam ahead on those plans. I mean, this is major, guys. This is major, because this would mean if this passes and, you know, America signs on to all this stuff, they're going to be the governing body over the medical system. And they're going to be able to declare if there's a scamdemic and, you know, if you thought it was Big Brother during COVID, oh, you ain't seen nothing when the blue hats come in and the United Nations and the WHO, and they're in charge of things. Congress has a duty to protect its U.S. citizens by checking the actions of presidents when they overstep the Constitution. The pandemic treaty and the IHR amendments are both aimed at imposing global priorities on U.S. states. And here's the action alert for that. So it's the last few things in here are something that, you know, you could be proactive. And then there's probably numbers you can call and people you can educate and pray and fast and whatever. Again, however you feel led. So that's all I have for this study. I'm probably going to, I have a lot regarding newsletter, a newsletter that I need to put out. So I'm probably going to do that next week unless there's something just absolutely cataclysmic that breaks. So most likely newsletter for next week. And it's always posted at contendingfortruth.com. If you're not getting my emails, try to resubscribe. Try to check your spam filters. I do believe my emails are being increasingly targeted. I've said stuff to myself like several times over and over, and I don't get it. You know, so if that's happening to me, I'm trying to send it to myself. You know, who knows what's happening with the newsletters and stuff. So, and then Lord willing, the weekend after that, then I'll get back to the audios again, unless something cataclysmic breaks and I have to do an audio. So God bless you, and we will see you in the next audio, Lord willing.